Read number one. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Today and tomorrow could be important days in deciding if Milwaukee will be the location for the Democratic National Convention in 2020. A site selection committee is visiting Milwaukee today and tomorrow to see how we stack up against the other two finalist cities, Houston and Miami Beach. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through the 16th of 2020. Mayor Barrett and city officials plan to promote Milwaukee's great summer weather and the new Bucks Arena to the selection committee. The Brewers had yesterday off. They start a three-game series against the Reds tonight in Cincinnati. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of rain throughout the day. Highs in the upper 80s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. Tonight, rain likely. Lows in the mid-60s in Milwaukee, low 60s in Madison. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain in Milwaukee. Partly sunny for Madison, much cooler with highs only around 70 degrees. Thursday, sunshine. Highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in Madison. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gosted. Read number two. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Flash flood watch is in effect for most of southeastern Wisconsin and south central Wisconsin until tomorrow morning at 9. Many areas received up to 9 inches of rain yesterday and will likely get more today. Two African-American ministers from Milwaukee are accusing the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department of treating them like criminals because of their race. The Baptist ministers were on their way home from fishing in May when they got a flat tire. A Waukesha County Sheriff's deputy pulled over, but instead of offering assistance, asked if he could see their IDs and if they had any weapons. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of rain throughout the day, highs in the upper 80s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gosted. Read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. 26 former staffers of the Milwaukee Health Department have sent a letter to the Common Council calling for the confirmation of Dr. Jeanette Kowalik as new leader of the troubled agency. Kowalik was chosen by Mayor Barrett in July to serve as the city's health commissioner. The health department has been without a permanent leader since January, when former Commissioner Bevin Baker was ousted for serious problems that were revealed with the city's lead abatement program. Patricia McManus has been serving as the interim commissioner since February. Foxconn Company has pledged $100 million matching gift to UW-Madison to establish a new research enterprise. And the Brewers had off yesterday. They start a three-game series against the Reds tonight in Cincinnati. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of rain throughout the day, highs in the upper 80s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted.